Praise God. It's a wonderful morning, isn't it? We'll take care of some other business later, but I thought right now, praise, worship, and the word go together. I think it's some time we get God present in here, and we go off and do a lot of other things, and then we got to try to get his presence back in here. And he's set now, you see. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's a miracle worker. And he's light in darkness. And so, as we open to Psalm 139, a very particular thing is said there. I want to work from that this morning. I want to make a statement. A rhema from the spirit into the soul. A rhema word is a live word, is a word that you have spiritual understanding of. A rhema word is a word that God has spoken personally to you to give you, listen very carefully, divine direction. Yes, divine direction never fails. No, okay, every child of God, you're designed to get your personal rhema, a live word from God. What do you mean about rhema? Putting in a note, John 6:63, it's words with spirit and life beyond the natural, beyond satanic forces, beyond circumstances, beyond frustration. It's a powerful word that become your vehicle to carry you where you're going, and nobody can stop you. Right? We're going to talk about the importance of developing an excellent soul. Because we have new people, excellent soul. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Your soul consists of your mind, your conscience, your imagination, your will, your desire, your emotion, your memory. So all of those things are in your soul. And your soul, you're saved in your spirit, but you're not saved in your soul. You're perfect in spirit. Here's what the Spirit of God said to me yesterday when I was praying. He says, Satan is defeated. You are completed. He's defeated. You completed. Let me show you that. We'll come back to that. Go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. I think Colossians 2:10. You're complete in him. And you are complete in him, which is the head of what? All principality and power. In other words, satanic forces, because they are defeated and you completed, they cannot override you if you know what you're doing. Look at 2:15. Colossians 2:15. Just the voice, I want to bring those voices to you. Now, here's talking about what Jesus did when he died. And having spoiled principality and power, did what? He made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in him. See, you're the triumphant one. So Satan is defeated and I'm completed. So how can he hold me down with sickness or disease or lack or limitation or tell me what I can't do, where I can't go, what I can't have? He defeated. And I'm complete in Christ. All right. Now, notice this verse in Psalm 139:14, because it makes a statement that the church know very little about. Here's a rhema word, a revelation, an insight from God that this man has in his soul, is in his thinking, is in everything, is conscious. He's conscious of the fact that how amazing God is. God is amazing, whether you say amen or not. How amazing God is. So he says here in this 14th verse, I will praise thee. He knows. It's something he knows, you see.
Yes,
he said, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
And then he said another statement. Marvelous are thy works.
Yes, sir.
But this last statement here, this statement, holds truth when you have a revelation of the soul, of your soul, how important your soul is. Here he makes a statement. And that my spirit knows right well. Now, I see some of y'all looking at me. Y'all think your spirit and your soul are the same thing. They are not. We got too many scriptures that divide them. We got Hebrews 4:12, Romans 12, 1 through 3, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. It tell you that they are not the same. And I'm going to deal with some things today to dig into the fact that they are not the same so you can understand it better. I think the hindrance to our walk with God has been not understanding how to keep our soul in place consistently, progressively with the Word of God, that when God do give us something, go all the way through.
Yes,
Satan catch it. Satan catch it, and our soul don't understand what to do. And that's why he messes up it, all right? So note that statement, and that my soul knows right well. Underline that in your Bible. Underline that. I mean, just write in that Bible. That's writing that Bible.
Yes, sir.
And that my soul. So I want to emphasize to you the next time you're reading that scripture. When you're reading that scripture the next time, I want that to be emphasized to you. Here the psalmist said, and my soul and my thinking, my mind, my conscience, my imagination, my will, my desire, even my emotion knows right well. Know there's nothing like God. Nobody like God. He's the only one could have done what he have done in my life. Anybody else y'all know that? And that's what the psalmist said. So she said, I made my mind. I'm going to praise him. Because I know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know you're fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you know you're the marvelous work of God? Who does Ephesians 2:10? Say, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good work. Ordained, in one translation, say, ordained. You are ordained to live the good life. Write that down. I'm ordained. I'm ordained by God. Write that down so you have it. I'm ordained by God to live the good life. Because he wants you to be a witness of how good he is to you. See, God ain't good to some of y'all. Y'all good to yourself. All right, now. To emphasize this, there are some things that I want you to get ready for. Number one, get ready for explosive revelation in your walk with God. Explosive revelation. In other words, God revealing himself to you in a special way that you can live in a special way. People who got revelation explosively in their life live above the pack.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See, revelation from God is insight, understanding, wisdom, illumination, enlightenment, empowerment. You're victorious when you can get a revelation from God. That revelation turning into a rhema. It turning into a live word. It turning into something that nobody can stop. How many of y'all like some of that?
Yes, sir.
That's the way you're supposed to be living. When you get a revelation from God and God show you what to do and you start doing it like he said do it, nobody can stop it. And so when you understand the Trinity, when you understand the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, when you understand your spirit, your soul, and body connection, you start living a different kind of life. Your religion's over. Tradition over. The doctrine of men is over. Now you live in real power. You live in real truth. And you're free no matter what comes. Things will come, things will go, but you're free. Because you know you can step off into a revelation from God that can deal with anything at any time. Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
Say illumination. Say enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
See, these inward inward happening has to take place for you to live fully as a Christian. Not just going to church, not just singing a song, not just reading the scripture, but actually God talking to you personally about your personal business. In other words, God telling you, this is what I'll do if I was you. You think God knows what to do?
Yes.
Absolutely, he knows what to do. Now, so secondly, resurrection power is about to flow through you, your total being, like never before. Notice what the scripture says in Philippians 3:10. Notice that. Turn that, Philippians 3:10. Notice what the scripture says. Now, let me tell you what that power is. That power is, in the Greek, is dunamis power. And dunamis power means that you can have an excellent soul, number one, an excellent soul, excellent thinking, excellent conscience, excellent will, excellent desire. You can have that. Dunamis means an excellent soul and performing miracles. That's what it means. Having an excellent soul, that I may know him. You see what that scripture says? That I may know him and the power is revealed. That power is dunamis power. That dunamis power creating you an excellent soul. You already got an excellent spirit. See, when you got an excellent spirit, excellent soul, then you have an excellent body. Then you have an excellent life. I see y'all don't want an excellent life. Talk to me up in here. All right. Now watch this. That I may know him. That's Jesus. Some people just know Jesus. They don't know the power of his resurrection. See, when you come to the revelation of the power of his resurrection, it is the greatest power that ever existed. Because nobody could stop Jesus from coming out of that grave. They tried all kinds of powers at that grave. He just walked on out. Because that's the greatest power. That power is on the inside of you now, quickening your mortal body. But we got to get our soul in on the deal. Our soul is, I'll make a statement. I'll find out where you are. The Trinity of God will start running the Trinity of you. How many with me here now? How many with me? Because I see a few people held their hand up slowly. The Trinity of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, your spirit, soul, and body. I call them two Trinities. See, when the Trinity of God start running your Trinity, in other words, when your body knows that it belongs to God, when your mind knows, I can't let all this junk go through my mind. My mind belongs to God. Well, definitely you know your spirit. You're saved, right? My spirit belongs to God. When the three get together, they operate as a trinity. Listen, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. He made it possible that your spirit, your soul, and your body can be one. You got to know what you're doing, though. You got to know what you're doing because Satan's constantly trying to pull you off the track. When your spirit is excellent, your body, your soul is excellent, your body become excellent, you operate just like Jesus. How could he tell us in John 14:12, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Because he knew that he's operating under the power you could operate under. Oh, my goodness. So I've got to give you these things before I go into the principle. You must stop being a make-believe Christian. But start out in your boldness, accessing and having confidence on purpose for him. We are designed to access. thing that the normal person can't access. That's why he said we walk by faith, not by sight. That's why he said we're led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. That's why I got that law in Romans 8, 2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Miracles, say it.
Miracles.
Signs and wonders, supposed to be in our midst. All the time.
Yes,
how many agree with me?
Yeah.
All right. Turn to Psalm 23. I'll make a statement there and I'll show you a verse. Without your soul being in an excellent condition, Psalm 23 is not talking to you. You can't handle it. You see, you can't be led by the still water. You can't be led in the green pasture. You can't be saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because if your soul clogged up, he can't get it through to you.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could get you to see that.
Yes, sir.
See, if your mind messed up,
yes, sir.
Your thinking,
yes, sir.
As a man thinketh in his soul, heart, soul,
yes, sir.
So is he.
Yes, sir.
Out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the soul, the mouth speaketh.
Yes,
you will never tame. You will never have a controlled tongue with an uncontrolled soul.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yeah, you see Jan talking about taming the tongue?
Yeah.
You can't tame the tongue unless you tame your soul.
Yes.
How you tame your soul? You train it.
Yes.
You renew it, Romans 12, 2, with the word of God.
Yes, sir.
And get to thinking like God thinks.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a rocker here. Let me go to the 23rd Psalm because I want to say it just like the Holy Ghost said it to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching already. Who waiting on me to preach?
Yes,
brother, I'm wide open. You're right here right now. I'm preaching for understanding.
Yes,
I'm preaching when you leave out of here today, wherever you go, you can stand up and take your ground.
Yes.
Know what you're doing. Amen. You had Psalm 23?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to show you a verse. Restoration of the soul must be in place before I can be led in the path of righteousness. Listen to that now. Listen to that. All of us designed to walk in the path of righteousness. In other words, in the path that God has provided for us to live above worldly standard.
Mm-hmm.
To live above worldly standard. To live above where they tell you got to stop here. No, I don't have to stop nowhere. My life is unlimited.
Yes, sir.
Endless.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm connected with the divine. I'm connected with God.
Yes, sir.
But listen to what it says. Restoration of the soul must be in place before I can be led in the path of righteousness. Look at Psalm 23, 3. Let me show you how the Lord showed me this. All right. Good, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Look at verse 2. God, he makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water.
Hallelujah.
But notice what had to happen before he started talking about the path of righteousness.
Come on.
Something happened before he talked about green pasture.
Yes, sir.
You know, see, the path of righteousness is all of the goodies. It's all that God had provided for you on the path of righteousness. You might go in the green pasture a little while singing song, but when you get ready to walk the path of righteousness, what that scripture at? If I show it to you, he said, oh, there you go, talking about money again. But I just can't pass this up. Psalm 112. I don't care what you say. Psalm 112. It's true anyway. Look at Psalm 112. Before you go down that path of righteousness, your soul has to be restored. Otherwise, you have to renew your mind. Take the word of God, Romans 12 and 2. That's restoration. Restoring your soul to work on the same current with God. You know, God works on another current. God is currently working whether you miss it or not. Now, that path of righteousness, you see that Psalm 112? Verse 1? Huh? Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment, his word, his stature, his judgment, his precept. That's all the same thing. His law. That's the same thing. Go to the next verse. Generating up the upright shall be blessed, right? What it shall be, what?
Blessed.
How blessed are you this morning? I ain't talking about no fake blessing. I ain't talking about it, you know, everybody, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. No, how blessed are you this morning? How much you permitted God to do for you? It ought to be seen. Nobody going to have to pray about you being blessed. When you bless, when you fully bless, everybody know it. God taught all these secret blessings. Talking about I'm blessed. Put and look at your life and say, where it at? I'm blessed by faith. No, that's fake. God ready to flow in your life. How many of y'all ready to let him flow? I mean really flow. I feel anointing. I got to use some words. God ready to fix you up. Everything that is flat in your life today become full of power. Full of provision.
Yes, sir.
Full of everything that is good. You receive it? I feel the Holy Ghost, man. I feel God going to do something in your next 20 minutes. Something going to happen. How many expectors I have here? You're expecting something from God. How many of y'all need to hear from God? How many of y'all need to feel God touch you? I don't know why the other religion comes with them. We walk by faith. I feel God. God put his hand on me. I want God to touch me. Don't just talk to me, God. Touch me. Let me know you're there. Touch me. Put your hand on me. Somebody about to be touched up in here. I want the real God. I don't want no make-believe God. I don't want no God. I don't want a God I can't feel sometimes.
Right.
You feel his presence?
Yes, sir.
He restoreth my soul. My soul been out of alignment. He put my soul back in place that he may be able now to lead me in the path of righteousness. Now look at that third verse in Psalm 112. We ain't getting away from that psalm because I want you to see this. Psalm 112, verse 3. Go back to it. I want the church to see this. God doggone it, look at that. Look at it. You see it? It's in the book. What the first word is?
Well.
I couldn't hear you.
Well.
I can't hear you.
Well.
And? Where it should be?
In my house.
Who house?
My house.
That's from a, what word I want to use? That's from a righteous standpoint. That's not from a worldly standpoint. That's for the righteous. But you see, the reason many can't get there, go back to Psalm 23.
Yes, sir.
Soul ain't ready.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what Pastor doing here this morning, getting your soul ready. It's easy to have plenty of money.
Yeah.
Is he? But you got to your soul got to be. Yes, what 3 John 2 said? Some of y'all don't even know it. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Even so, there's your health, there's your wealth, right there. In having a prosperous soul.
Yes, sir.
How many see it? Oh, somebody about to get delivered here now. I'm going to make a statement, take you to a verse. You probably know this verse, but it's going to be so clear this morning. Anybody here laboring? Anybody here have burdens that they need to get rid of this morning? Watch what happened here. Labor and burden will leave when I know how to enter into progressive soul rest. Now, the reason it has to be progressive, because once you got saved, your spirit became perfect right then, but your soul didn't. So your soul is in a progressive mode now. Y'all stop looking at everybody else. Listen at what I'm saying. Y'all get distracted.
Yes, sir.
If a monkey come with a banana, y'all look at it. Don't pay no attention. Just stay still and listen to me. Stay focused to hear what I'm saying. Y'all get distracted too either. What that girl named Mary? What was Mary or Martha? Who that was? Yeah, I'm going to take you there right now. What, that's Luke 10, right? Luke 10, 38. Yeah, go over there, because I've got to stop y'all from being, y'all ain't going to never get your soul straight. Yeah, anybody, any little crank can take y'all and think about something else. When I'm putting out the word of God to show you how to get rid of all labor and all burden, and lady just trying to get a seat. She's just trying to get a seat, and not this third thing. Oh, y'all looking at her. Yeah. And I'm here, I'm putting out a word that I've been praying for hours and hours to give you. You see what I'm saying? They get distracted. How old are you? 12. They get all distracted. People, pay attention. Look what happened in Luke 10:38. Look what happened. I got to take you over there now. Yeah, I get the rest of it next Sunday. Now, I can't appear. They went to enter into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. See? How many of y'all have received Christ in your house? Yeah, well, watch what happened to you if you don't pay attention. Go to the next verse. And she had a sister called Mary. Now this is a different statement here. Which also sat at Jesus' feet and was not distracted and heard his word. Could I put that there? Go to the next verse. See, but Martha was coming about everybody who came in the church and everything that moved. She just worried about everything. But Martha was coming about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Go to the next verse. Just get this straight today. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. See, that's the problem. We don't focus about many things. Look what he says to the next verse. Watch the next verse. Satan know that. See, you have a, how can I say this, Lord? Teaching ministry here. Mysteries are being explained. That you can take a hold of them and apply them in your life. We don't want to leave you talking about I've been to church. See, one thing is needful. Well, what are you talking about that one thing is needful here? Huh? Some of y'all don't even know. But one thing is needful, and Mary have, read this thing again, you'll see. And Mary have chosen the good part, which should not be taken away from her. Satan cannot do John 10:10. Turn to John 10:10. When you pay attention to the word, That's over in your life. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill it. He can't steal from you anymore. He can't kill you. He can't destroy you because you got that word in you. So then, therefore, all you have to do, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Step off. I'm come that you have, that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. You now know how to step into the abundant life without being stopped. Let me prove that forward. Let's go to another scripture here, the Holy Ghost called it, because we all get amazed over this scripture. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. We get amazed over this scripture with no production. I want to go to the last part of that verse. That's the same resurrection power in Philippians 3:10. It's that same dunamis power that give us excellence of soul and performing of miracles. Look at that word according. You, I got it, Lord. I heard you. You got, let me just speak bad language. You got what you got. You got what you got because of how close attention you've been paying to what God is saying. He says, God said, I can't do nothing but according to the power that work in you. Not in the scripture, but work in you. Look at what he point out to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. How many of y'all can ask for a few things?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know it. But he said, according to the power that works in us. Now here's what happened with this soul training, this extra training. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my word. What do you mean by attend to his word? What are you talking about? Huh? You want me to know what he's talking about? Turn to Joshua 1:8. We come back there. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then, who did it? Look at it. Turn to Joshua 1:8. Look at me. I know you're halfway know it, but my son, attend to my word. We talk about soul conditioning. When he talk about meditate, you meditating for your soul. You're not meditating for your spirit. Your spirit already up with God. 2 Peter 1 said, you have God's divine nature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. So when you meditating, you're meditating for your soul. You're meditating for your mind. You're meditating for your conscience. You're meditating for your will. You're meditating for your desire. You're meditating for your imagination. You're meditating for your memory. You're meditating for your intellect. You're not meditating for your spirit. This is a soul conditioning voice. He said, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, hear and speak it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. And look what happened, brother, right after that. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And what else? Who did it? You remember Ephesians 3 now. Do you remember Ephesians 3:20? Go back to Ephesians 3:20. According to the power that works in us. It's not up to God. It's up to you.
Yes, sir.
You can't get mad at this man because this man blessed.
Yes, sir.
You need to find out what he's doing.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
He made it happen. Let me prove further. Go to Psalm 1. Let's prove it further. Let's see if it's real. Let's see if it's in the mouth of two or three women, let their word be established. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners. Come on, y'all got to catch up with me back there. I'm in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. Go to that. But a delight, go to the next verse. But a delight is in what? The law. That's, now, when you see law, that's the word, that's the commandment, that's the precept, that's the statute of God. All is the same thing. There is a law, you know. You know, somebody said, I'm living under grace. Me. No, you got a law too. God's word is law. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night. What did he say next? What did he say next? Ooh! What did he say next? Come on, read it, read it. Read it out loud. Now, who wants to leave here today with the whatsoever I do, prosper anointing? All you have to do is pay attention. Every time I open my mouth, that's where I'm trying to carry you. All you got to do is pay attention. Stop playing Sunday school. Yes, you're supposed to have this. Yes, but you got to activate this word. James said, don't only be a hero. Don't only be a repeater. Go back to Proverbs 4. You got to pay attention. Verse 20. Yes, pay attention. Yes, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Go to the next verse. I done got stuck here. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Add your soul. See, heart. Heart means soul. Keep them in the midst. Not your spirit. Your spirit already up with God. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Oh, man. Look what it says. Keep thy soul with all diligence. Anybody got any squabble with this? Just get a strong concordance and run reference. Every time you see heart, you're talking about your soul. We thought it was your spirit. We fussing and cussing our spirit. The spirit said, I didn't do nothing. I'm doing exactly what God designed me to do. Is you messing up with your thinking? We praying, Lord, make me strong in my spirit. You're already strong. You just can't get through. Keep my heart, keep thy heart, or keep thy soul with all diligence. Look what it says now. What come out of it? What's come out of your soul? I'll quit. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. I want all burden and labor to leave you today. All this laboring. I ran up on Christians all over the world. They're laboring. I said, what y'all laboring about? Let's go get a sandwich or something. Labor. You don't trust God, man. Preachers, they're laboring and laboring. Man, I got to do it. I got to do that. I said, man. And we sitting at the table, their phone just ringing, the members just calling all. I don't get a call. I told them Sunday what to do. They ain't got to be calling me all through the week. That's Sister So-and-so. Sister So-and-so need to learn herself how to cast out devil. Ain't nothing like knowing for yourself. That's the kind of church I want to build, a knowing for yourself church. Knowing how to fight yourself. If you fight for me, I'll cut it myself. I'll bind this devil myself in the name of Jesus. I got the blood on me just like Pastor got the blood on him. I'm saved just like I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I know how to use the sword of the Spirit. No, some people just want to be a church member. Oh, I don't want to just be no church member. I am the church.
I am.
I'm the church on wheels. And my car rolling to the church on wheels. Now let me just try to close this close today. You are closer to being fully blessed than you ever have been in your life. Right in these few words this morning, since I've been opening my mouth, you are closer than you have ever been to be fully blessed. Just this one message, just going over these scriptures, meditating these scriptures, letting them get in your soul, because your spirit waiting with rivers of living water to want to come through there. Once you open that crack, I don't care who you're dealing with, I don't care what you're dealing with, they are no match with what you heard this morning. Satan will not stop you anymore. Your next step will be productive. And your next step. And your next step. The next time you said, thus said the Lord, you saying, thus said us. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Did you get it? Huh? God and I in covenant. God and I in partnership. So what he said, I can say it. So when I say it, it's just like him saying it. All label and being heavy laden, I want to take it off you before I close. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. It happens, children, by revelation. Look at the 27th verse. Matthew 11, 27. It's by revelation. Say it's by revelation. Yeah, it's by revelation. It's not by religion. It's not by rituals. It's by revelation. Oh, my God. Put your finger there. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2, 9. It's by revelation. Say it by revelation. Open your mouth. It's by revelation. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. See, the natural eye don't see this stuff. What we're talking about now is not natural. It's not visible, but you can cause it to manifest. Look at the next verse, 10th verse now. Before we go to Matthew, I want to hurry up. But God has what?
Revealed.
I can't hear you.
Revealed.
I can't hear you.
Revealed.
I want that word on your spirit. Reveal everything that you're dealing with. There's a revelation. Everywhere you're trying to go. Every blessing you got your eyes on. There's a revelation. See, God works by revelation. He don't work by sight. He don't work by the visible. He reveals to you how to receive from another dimension. There's another realm that Christians got to operate in. We can't operate in by our sight, by what we hear, what we smell, what we taste. We got to operate at a higher level. By revelation.
By revelation.
By revelation, every tribulation leave your life this morning. By revelation, any kind of trauma, anything you're going through, anybody trying to hold you back, anybody trying to hurt you, by revelation, you're supposed to cut your way out. By revelation. It's by revelation. It's by the Holy Spirit revealing to your spirit revealing to your soul revealing it to your body, and your body bringing it out in your life. So anybody under the sound of my voice here, all over the world, they're watching in London, Switzerland, they're watching everywhere, they're watching all over the world. Anybody under the sound of my voice, I don't care where you are, I don't care what the temperature is, I don't care what the climate or political climate is, it doesn't make no difference. It doesn't matter. I'm praying for Trump. I'm praying he's my president. He don't scare me. Nobody scare me. I got a government that is up. I got somebody got the government on their shoulder. Y'all stop worrying y'all nerve about what these men doing. The government is on his shoulder. Nobody can do nothing I don't let them do. You didn't get it. You haven't caught up yet. Nobody can do nothing in my life I don't let them do. Y'all stop worrying, Senator. Stop worrying about Trump. Pray for him. He's just a man. I can't pray for him. No, you're wrong. You're supposed to pray for him. You better pray for him. Yeah, he needs prayer. Because I ain't going back to Africa. I ain't going back. I'm a citizen here, and nobody gonna put me out of here. And I got a high citizenship I can call on. You get to messing around. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. You understand that? You understand that? So y'all stop worrying y'all nerve about, well, what's gonna happen to them? Nothing gonna happen to us. Don't worry about what's gonna happen to us. And nothing gonna happen. You a child of God. Ask Pharaoh. And you so happen to have a man of God and know what he's talking about. Moses knew what he was talking about. Pharaoh wasn't no big deal. When he got to the Red Sea, Moses stretched forth his rod. We went across, didn't we? Pharaoh army tried to come. What happened to him? Ask David. Goliath walked out there roaring and groaning. David said, I come to you in the name of the living God. Sit down, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to be able to take it standing up. This is the only way I can think of saying this. I hope the Holy Spirit helped me. But the baboon is coming out your dresser drawers this morning. You're not going to be worrying yourself no more. God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind, what sound mind mean? Sound soul. Tell somebody I got the victory. Tell them right now. I got a clue. I got a clue. Who you gonna be this morning, Martha or Mary? If you marry, nothing you heard can be taken from you. The thief is stopped in your life right here, right now, today. I'm going to show you something. When Satan tried to tempt Jesus, that temptation was to Jesus' soul. Turn to Matthew 4. I'm going to close with this. Matthew 4, Luke 4. Matthew 4, Luke 4. I'm going to show you something how Jesus handled it. But Jesus had an excellent soul. I'm talking to you about being an excellent soul. See, when he tempted, he couldn't tempt Jesus' spirit. Jesus was a man. So he was tempting Jesus' soul. Now, how did Jesus handle it? Everything the devil steals from you, he steals it through your soul. Got it? Now, if you learn how to operate in your soul properly, guess what? The devil can't steal no more. Got it? Matthew 4. Quick, I got to close. Matthew 4. I'm going to preach 45 minutes this morning. Shit, it ain't working. Matthew 4. Y'all didn't know I preached 4 hours, right? Y'all know I preach 4 hours every Sunday, right? y'all know we're going to leave here at about 2. Deadline ain't going to be 3. No, don't get worried. We're about to go. Matthew 4, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So the temptations come through your soul. All right? And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus answered him. Now, 4 or 5 things I want to tell you right quick about that. First of all, the temptation was to his soul. Luke will tell you, but here's the things I want you to remember. Number one, Jesus was full of the Spirit. Luke 4:1 will tell you that. Number two, he was led by the Spirit. Are you here? What I said number one was? Number two what? All right, now, look at verse 4 of Matthew 4. He knew how to use the soul of the Spirit. I said he knew how to use the soul of the Spirit. He's full of the Spirit. You are too. He was led by the Spirit. If not, you'll be full in a few minutes. He was led by the Spirit, and he knew how to use the soul. He said, man should not live by bread alone. That's the soul of the Spirit. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that's the soul of the Spirit. Jesus pulled the sword of the Spirit out on Satan, and Satan couldn't do nothing with it. Then, 2 more things here. You read in Luke 4:14, I think. He returned after he whooped Satan.
Yes, sir.
He returned in the power of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And then he took up on a ministry in Luke 4:18.
Yes, sir.
He said a spirit, not a spirit upon him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And one of the things he said, he healed a broken hearted, healed a broken soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Our soul been broken.
Yes, sir.
Because we didn't know what to do. We lost our focus on him with broken souls, broken hearted. Oh, she hurt me. They hurt me. You ain't got no business being hurt. You know it got devils out there. You have no more, you listening? You have no more levels in your life. I'm God's representative. That's what he put in me. Tell you have no more levels. Nobody can tell you where you can go and where you can't go, what you can have and what you can't have. No, you got an unlimited life set before you this morning. When you learn how to track your spirit with your soul and your body, you're gone. You're living in the Trinity. That's why they couldn't stop Jesus. The only thing stopping you is your soul. He restores my soul. Then he leadeth me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. All you need is some rest in your soul. Rest in your thinking. Say, I'm excellent soul. Excellent soul. Say it again. Say it again.
Say,
I soak my soul in the blood of Jesus.
I soak my soul
in the dunamis
power,
which make me excellent of soul
and able to perform miracles.
don't care what you're dealing with today. There's nothing bigger than your God. Look at Romans 8:31. Look at Romans 8:31. Then backtrack and look at the 28th verse. If God is for you, you hear that? Who? Tell me who can be against you? They can't stand up. Then Romans 8:28 says, how many things? Wait together for who? For who? And who else? Do you love God?
Yes.
Are you called according to His purpose?
Yes.
All you need is some teaching. You're a Christian? You have the goods already. How many of y'all are a child of God? You got it in you, but it has to be trained. It has to be taught. That's what it's all about. That's what we're doing. You see what I'm saying? Don't need to be hooped out. Don't need to be, don't need to be grown out. I know all that feel good, but that's just to your outer flesh. When the Bible talks about flesh, it's not talking about this. He's talking about the carnal nature that's in your soul. See, they ain't talking about this flesh here. They're talking about the carnal nature that's in your soul need to be dealt with. Stand on your feet. We're building you an excellent soul in you that you can rightfully claim what is yours and nobody can stop you. You live out your full life, but you live a blessed life. Blessed marriage. Blessed family. Talk about, my goodness. If you need Jesus in your life as you're pushing the Savior today, I want to pray with you. Listen to the Spirit now. If you need to be what we call in the term born again today, or you want to just accept the Lord in your life, I want you to come stand here with me. Just get your purse or your Bible, whatever you got, and come stand here. I'm going to pray with you. The first breath you receive in the Spirit is born again. But there's another breath God will give you called a baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue. If you're here and you're born of the Spirit but you have not received that second breath of that power, endowment by being baptized with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come stand at the altar with me today. Just leave your seat. Thirdly, if you're here and you believe God is leading you to this church, become a member of Word of Life Christian Center. I want you to step out today and come stand up here with me. Listen to the Spirit of God. Just listen to the Spirit of God. Just come stand with me. Come stand with me. If you're here and you're in a backslidden condition, you want to walk with God, but your life is not in alignment with God as you would desire for it to be. And I know what it is. It's probably just teaching. So if you're in a backslidden condition and you haven't been walking with God as you should, I want you to come stand before me right now. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to help you. Don't be condemned no matter what have happened in your life. What God is still a God of compassion and love, and He'll fix it for you. Just walk today. You want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Christians are praying right now in the attitude of prayer. Come this way. Are you coming? Have He spoken to you? Secondly, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized. I want to be filled with the Spirit, Reverend. I want that divine prayer language you're talking about. Come this way. I remember when I first received. And I said, if the Lord's speaking to your heart about this church, I want to be a part of Word of Life Christian Center. I want teaching like this in my life. I want to become a part of it. I want you to walk right now. I'm about to pray in a few moments. Hallelujah. Christians in the attitude of prayer. Don't push me. Don't push me, children. Just wait. Let it come. Let it come. In a backslidden condition, you want to get it back right with God, go ahead and do it. I'm going to ask the membership to help me this morning. If you got somebody beside you, a stranger or something, talk to them and tell them you'll walk with them. Just look around, see what you can do. Can you help somebody? This is a moment. This is a moment you don't want to pass up. This is an invitation from heaven. This is God Himself inviting you to come this way. This young lady, stand. She made her walk. Come. Whoever need to be, come. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. You got His word. You heard His word. Faith is there. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Do you hear? He said, my sheep hear my voice. Come this way if that's you. Accessing what God has for you. Do you need to come? Are you the one? My. Do you need to walk today? Go ahead and walk. Say, Reverend, why you take so much long time with this? Man, this is so important. This is so important. I'm so happy for my young sister today. This is so important. You're watching by television all over the world. There are people there to receive you online. If you need to come for any one of those four invitations, go ahead on and make your move. And they'll tell you how it works. If you're in a city and you can't find a church, we'll help you find a church. Until that, you can watch with us and we'll minister to you. I've got many on the line watching with us now. I had a young girl come to my office one time and she said, now, Pastor, I'll listen to anything you tell me to do, but don't tell me go back to my church. I'm not leaving here. I mean, she was real adamant about it. She said, I'm not, it's more thicker than that, but I'm not going to say no more. But she said, don't, just, because I'm going to have to disobey you. In essence, she was saying in a nice way. I told Philip, send them members down here acting crazy. Philip said, I didn't send them. I said, you in Carver, I'm sending them back to y'all. Y'all can have them back. I don't jump it up when I tell them to sit down. Y'all ain't training right. Take them back to y'all train them. I might take them after that. Him and Carver. And she ain't from my church. Carver said, she ain't from me. Well, is she out of Baton Rouge? I just want to know is she close around your church? Lift your hand, young lady. I want to pray for you. Lift one of your hands. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this precious young lady who stands before the altar, surrendering her life in some way to you. May her life never be the same again. May all the fresh anointings that passed through you this morning be upon her life the rest of her day. May the words she heard put anchors to her soul, put patience in her soul, to know sometimes things may hit you, but God knows you're going to get back up because God got His hand on you. We thank you for her. We bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your eyes, young lady. Look at me. Go that way with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.